is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Welcome to it on a free-for-all Friday. Glad to have you along for the ride. And a ride it is. We're live on Lake Michigan, out from Holland today, on the Fin and Tonic. And I just saw Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff laying the first big salmon of the day, a nice 12-pound chrome bright king salmon. With me, Mark Northrup, the mayor of Hudsonville as well. Mark, it was good to see the fish make it to the boat.
We tossed that skunk out of that box so dang quick. Thank you, Arlen.
And a nice fish. You know, and here's the whole thing. We're out here because we want to talk about the great things in Michigan, what's going on in West Michigan, the resources that we have here, the Great Lakes, absolutely incredible. And I've got to say, Mr. Mayor, that West Michigan is booming. We've been talking about that, the economy going so well. But I want to thank a couple of people about...
Yeah, we got pretty lucky. We got you some good accommodations last night. The Lake Ranch Resort right here on Lake Macatawa, not too far from the big pond.
No, it was a great place. Really loved it, right on the edge of the water. And then, I got to be honest, you took us to a restaurant last night.
Yeah, it was called Lolo's. Locally owned, locally operated. It was an outdoor cafe, and we had some great tacos and some good fellowship.
And I'm a bit of a foodie. I'm not going to kid you. The brisket tacos were killer.
And we were joined by Nancy DeBoer, the mayor of Holland. She had great stories for us about a great place.
Yeah, and the thing that I'm looking at here, all across Michigan and West Michigan, is optimism and opportunity. You know, 10 years ago, Michigan really pretty well took it on the chin. As far as the recession, we were the first in and the last out, I think. You know that as being somebody here who has worked and lived in West Michigan all of this time. And as a recruiter, somebody that looks for people looking for jobs, you understand that it took a long time to get us back to where we are. And here we are, though. You feel optimistic.
Oh, every day I'm called by clients running these manufacturing companies. There's 10 jobs for every qualified candidate right now. The marketplace is just dynamic. People are making better money. Better companies, and they're working to retain their employees, and we need more of a workforce here, Steve.
We're a long way from the days when a job posting would go up and 200-400 people show up for a single job.
Those were the days. Those are gone. Like I said, you put a job posting up, most of the candidates I see are either underqualified or they're offshore. A lot of them don't even live in the States. They want to come here.
Right. They want an opportunity.
So, you bet.
And so when you talk about immigration and so forth, it's an important component of what we are as America going forward. But I think when it gets down to the debate and people get, you know, emotional about it, what they don't realize, we want people to come here. We want people to contribute. We want good people.
We need them legal.
We want them to do it right.
Right. The right way. The legal way. We don't want them here. We need them to contribute to society, pay Social Security taxes, and raise their families here, not do it underground.
And contribute to what America is. Embrace America. You know, it always humors me because I talk about the Democratic message, which I'm not sure what it is, except that Donald Trump's a bad guy. Beyond that, I don't know what their message is, because they would have you believe that somehow, you know, the border security is a terrible thing and enforcing our laws is a terrible thing. And yet, more than 1 million people come to America legally every year, more than every other country in the world combined, reason being, quite simply, they know how good America is. If only Americans, some of them, knew how good it was.
So for all the bad talk, everybody wants to come to America. There's not a place in the world people wouldn't love to come live and work in our great land.
Exactly right. So as you look at the future, as you look out across 2018, 2020, obviously you're an optimist.
Oh, you bet I am. We got a great future in front of us, Steve. Jobs, economy, any metric you look at, this has just been a great, great year, great place, and we're just proud to be part of it.
Now you live in an area that's fairly red, and I bring this up because here shortly, this young woman, and I say young woman, she's 28 years old, that won the primary in the 14th congressional district in New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, an out-and-out socialist, and if that's the future of the Democratic Party, I firmly believe they have big problems. But she's coming here to travel the state here very shortly, to talk about her ideas, whatever those are.
Well, let's talk about Venezuela. Let's talk about Cuba. Let's talk about the USSR. All failed. And that's what she wants in our great land.
Yeah, it's confusing to me, except that I would say this. When you look at 2018 and there was this notion again of a blue wave, I don't believe it's going to materialize for a variety of reasons. And the biggest reason is the jobs and the economy we've talked about. Michigan has made a comeback. Michigan's jobs made a comeback. Infrastructure is being built. And it's not just true here, but it's true in Ohio, and it's true in Pennsylvania, and it's true across the Rust Belt, the states that took it, you know, the hardest on the chin, be it Indiana or Kentucky or Iowa. All of these states, you know, are coming back now with jobs, with infrastructure, and with opportunity and optimism. And I think that it's reflected here in West Michigan.
I think our great challenge now is bringing back all the people that left during the recession. We have the greatest education, a lot of trained people left the state with good degrees. We need those people to come back and settle back in their home state, be near grandma and grandpa, and raise their families. We lost a lot of our population during the recession. We need that population to come home.
I think you've made a great point there, and I've actually been watching that happen, and I think that's part of the migration back to Michigan. I mean, again, here we are off from Holland, Michigan, in Lake Michigan. Great day out here. And this is one of the great treasures. When Arlen Meekhoff earlier was talking about the 20% of the world's fresh water in one place, these great lakes, these great opportunities. If you love the outdoors, if you love, you know, hiking, biking, boating, this is the place to be. And I think you're right about a homecoming for the Michigan people that left this state when the economy had a downturn, when the times were tough. And now they look back to Michigan and go, no, wait a second. Look at those jobs. You know, we were just talking about, you know, just ready mix drivers available all over the state paying $20-$25 an hour plus overtime plus benefits. There's an opportunity, whether it's entry level to earn and learn, to people that have got some experience, to nurses and doctors and lawyers and architects. It's all here for them.
Well, I think the other thing we might want to look at is how do we incentivize those people to come home beyond just good wages. We need not just good wages, we need to incentivize them maybe with exempt them from taxes for a year, 2 years, give them some encouragement to come home and make it worthwhile to them to think about it.
Make a package to come back. Interesting idea. Something that I'm sure will be worthy of discussion. Anybody that wants to drop us a line today, go to stevegruber.com. stevegruber.com, you can drop us a line out here. We're on the Fin and Tonic with Captain Steve, and as I said, we got our first big king in the box. And one of the reasons we decided to come out here to do it is because we can. And we don't just want to sit in the studio all the time. We're doing this live from America theme. And in the weeks to come, we'll be live in Chicago. We'll be in Columbus, Ohio. Pittsburgh is on the list of places to go. Reason being is we want to go out there and, I guess, take the temperature and talk to the people and figure out this country before we get to Election Day for the midterms in 2018. So our first stop we decided to make right here in our home state of Michigan, in West Michigan. And, Mark, I got to say thank you again to all the things that you've put together and made possible. I'll give you the last word here as far as optimism and where we go from here.
Well, the future's all ours, Steve. It's not going to be the Democrats. It's going to be red Republicans, responsible government, inclusive, thrilled to be part of this great place we call America. Every day I get up and look out on the scene and see how blessed we are to be in this land of the free.
And I agree with that. All right. Mark Northrup, the mayor of Hudsonville, with us here on the boat, the Fin and Tonic. Captain Steve doing a great job. First Mate Bob made a great stab at that salmon. There was a lot of coaching going on, I noticed. I wish we could have had that on tape. A lot of coaching, you know, when a fish is coming to the boat. 14 after on a free-for-all Friday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.